Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We're back. We're at it for more. No live pod this week. God. I thought Jet was tremendous last week. I thought Jet was very hard on himself, and I thought the fans somewhat enjoyed it to a degree. I thought they liked it. I mean, it was one of our better performing episodes. That's a start.
Yeah, I mean, they want the Zoom. I mean, here's the Zoom. I mean, look, I mean, what's let me ask you a question. What's supposed to happen if we all do one day live in close proximity to each other? Like, we still should just do it from, that's fine if they still want it that way and we just do it from our houses. That's perfectly fine. But I would think you would want the live pod every once in a while. We only do, I would say, maybe four a year, five a year live pods at most, right, Bob?
Yeah, I thought it was nice. I mean, it would have been nice if we had FP. We didn't have FP. It would have been cool to have had him as well. And he had came in later and got the hole in one for us. So he did his part. That's for damn sure. We needed to get out of there at that point. What do you think about it, with Petey?
I'm over commenting on it because anytime I say something, it just gets twisted and turned. And I just think, listen, like, you know, in anything,
I'm not going to say anything, but here's how I feel about it.
He had to do it.
If you watched like an NFL broadcast the same way that you did 20 years ago, and there was no changes whatsoever, like it would not be nearly as good as what it is now. Like, things sometimes need to change for improvements to be made. Now, I'm not saying that we have to get away from the Zoom all the time, but people on this podcast who listen to the podcast, they cannot wrap their head around even one live pod. It's like the death of mankind if we do a live pod. It's really wild. Because at the end of the day, you're listening to the pod. You're not like, you know, we tell people to watch on YouTube, but it's like,
Visuals. The visuals are a big part of what we do. Big part of what we do.
I agree, but like, you have multiple cameras on us on the live pods now. Like, we do a good job of getting the multiple angles and cameras. So like, you could still see everybody. There's just not a fucking checkered box around us. We don't look like we're in an episode of the Brady Bunch, you know? Like, that's the difference.
you know what would be funny? Watch, we were like all at HQ on a Sunday, but we needed to do the Zoom. So like, Joe was in the streaming room. I was on like the bathroom.
I go back to the bathroom.
Just
to commit to the Zoom.
Listen, we'll commit to whatever makes people happy. But I mean, I think there's also like a small percentage of the audience that they comment intentionally to like overreact. Like, there were some comments that were so insane about the live pod. God. Like, it was just, it's obvious that they're trying to gain a little attention with that, which is great because they got the attention. I mean, some of the comments were fucking hysterical. But yeah, I mean, come on. What are we doing here? Busy week. Very busy week.
I will say this though, like, regardless, we do appreciate the support. Like, I don't want to make it seem like we're not appreciative of people listening and our fans and the people who support us. Like, this is why the podcast is blowing up, is because people continue to tune in and we want people to be happy. But I just think, like, sometimes, like, to Mikey's point, people just come down like they rain hell down. It's like,
I like that though. You know, I like that. I do like that to a degree, because I think if you're able to elicit any type of emotional response from somebody, regardless of what you do, I think you're doing well. I think that's the whole point of what we're doing.
Well, also, it's hard to tell because we want to figure out what the right play is. So, like, for example, like with the top fives, people are like, top five's got to go. And then we did a poll, and the poll's a majority, 88% on the top five. And you could say, well, those are just the people that voted on the poll. It was thousands of people. So that's like the best way for us to do it, to see. So it was thousands of people that, you know, now the change that needed to be made, it was just a better top fives.
Yeah,
I think we made adjustments. But I think we are making the adjustments that we need to make. I think Jet was too hard on himself. I think people really liked Jet. I thought Jet was very funny coming on for the last. And I think you keep bringing on Jet on here and there. But I thought Jet was too hard on himself. I think the audience loves Jet. I think they like breaking his balls.
He's a fan favorite.
Yeah, oh, for sure. What Mikey said is true. If there was anybody that they would ask to be bringing on, you know, time and time again, they're going to say Binyamin.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know?
I mean, rightfully so. I mean, I think he's as entertaining as it gets, in my opinion. You know, spending more and more time with him now. I think he's one of the best.
He's the one of one, man.
He really is,
dude.
I feel like we say that about a lot of our guys. I think a lot of our guys, you know, we always say that about Joe, but there's a lot of one-on-ones, you know?
Dude, yeah, Joe is just...
Well, yeah,
Joe is one of the greatest.
Joe is the only one.
I was going to praise you, Joe. I was going to give you your flowers. I was just going to say he is like he needs to be... Like the most important endangered species, he needs to be protected at all costs. He really does. He really does, man. Really does.
I will say one thing before we move on. When Mikey's here, when we go in the clouds, like there's almost nothing that I enjoy more than just like the banter that somehow like comes from it. And like with him staying at my house, it's just like, you know, there's going to be at some point. At some point or another, there's going to be something that's said that's just absurd. And now, like, the last couple of times, Mikey's just, like, caught, like, videos of me just saying, like, just obscure
things. The chocolate video, Bob, was one of my, like, listen, my all-time favorite, I think, is still his voice message about the Grand Mezza spread from the Four Seasons. But the video on the chocolate is great for two reasons. Number one, his descriptors of food when he's clouded up is just, I think it's second to none. I think it's the best bang for your buck entertainment there is out there. I really do, honestly, but I don't laugh harder at anything else. And number two, the best part about that video was he's the whole time is like, he wants to share this piece of chocolate with me. He bites half of it off. And then you would think like the other half, I'm getting it all. He breaks the half into another half and I only get a quarter of the chocolate, which was really something remarkable there. But
dude,
yeah, nothing better.
You know who continues to deliver? Who, and I don't know, I think he's got to be like nameless, but Cutsy's reservation guy.
This guy continues to deliver.
PDF.
There's some places where like, I'm like, you don't think that he's going to, and Cutsy loves this guy, but like, the reservations guy continues to deliver.
Yeah, the guru.
As did Cornelius. Cornelius is still at the HQ.
Yeah, he's become a staple now of Bobby.
Yeah. HQ. Yeah, fuck. I want to do more and more with Cornelius Closets.
I think it's just Cornelius Enterprises at this point because he's doing so much more than closets. I mean, he's doing so much more. I mean, the guy's literally, I talked to him the other day. I said, you know, I heard Bob's got you in at HQ now. He's like, yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff that's going to be coming up. He goes, at this rate, I might have to just move to Jupiter because he's living out near Tampa.
If Bob gets his claws into you, bro, it's hard to get the fuck out, man. It really is. If Bobby sinks those claws into you, it's... Like he'll hold on, dude, and you ain't going fucking nowhere. You really aren't.
Come on, man.
Bobby, I'm just saying,
dude.
Sounds
fucking terrible.
No. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
That makes me sound like I'm kidnapping Cornelius Closet.
No, but when I feel like when Bob gets something that he likes, he runs with the ball, man, and he's gonna run with that ball. And Cornelius is caught up now in the tidal wave, and he ain't getting out anytime soon. I mean, Bob's just making up new shit for this guy to do.
Crazy. Mikey, yesterday we were at FPC. He did like that little housewarming party or whatever. One of the guys who was there, he owns a restaurant down here called Ara, really good restaurant. So we were talking with him, and Bob was asking him different questions about like to go stuff and how you do delivery stuff because for Bob does bagels.
R&D.
Yeah, research R&D.
Oh, this is bad.
He starts talking to him about like things that you can deliver and whatnot, and he goes, you know, I did a delivery order from you guys before. It was like Bob ordered an entire Wagyu strip loin on a bed of corn Agnolotti, and then the guy looks at me, he's like, no, that was you. And he's like, that's the only order we've gotten of Wagyu to go delivered on DoorDash. He knew the specific order that Bob placed because it was so wild that the guy's like, no, that was your order. That was, you did the side of broccolini with the full Wagyu strip loin on the bed of sweet corn agnolotti.
He and said that he said to the chef, like, this is why we do Postmates. Like, the order came in.
Jesus,
like,
dude.
This right here is exactly why.
Dude, now you're putting a lot of trust in the driver with an order like that, man. Like, that's a lot of trust there. Like, really,
you know, I never thought of that.
Yeah. I mean, you really got to think about, like, that's my whole worry.
Express, Michael. You
have to, though, in that situation. You can't afford not to. If you're it's like buying a boat. You're not worried about putting the gas in it. You know what I mean? If you're buying a boat, you can put the gas in it. If you're going to order a Wagyu steak delivered, like, you have to go the extra mile with the tip, with the express, all of it. You have to, because that's precious cargo.
And dude, there are times where I've ordered, where I'm sure it's happened to you too, where you've done the express and it still is slow because for whatever reason they go and the restaurant's not ready with the stuff. Yeah. So, like, it is kind of playing Russian roulette when you order a big boy order like a Wagyu, like, and that thing's just cooking in the car while it's being delivered, man. Like, dude, that's a wild play, Bob.
Yeah, to be honest, it was very eye-opening when he talked about, like, remembering that order. That's also just embarrassing. Like, that's so embarrassing.
That's a 1-1, Bob. That's a 1-1.
Yeah. You know, like, there's a guy that I follow on TikTok that he works a 9-to-5, okay? So he's like a union worker, just grinding it out. Then he goes and he does, like, DoorDash orders. It is. I try and really, really hook it up with the DoorDash orders or the Postmates orders
for the driver.
Look at these orders that they get, and it's like 25 miles for $4. And I watched this guy, and you know it's legit. I mean, you see him; he's work. I mean, it seems legit. It seems very, very legit. And he shows every order that comes in, and like, $3 for 20 miles, and
but they
the
don't
time that it takes to go pick it up and then bring it over. So if you're gonna do the delivery, which I do a lot, do it. But you really, it opens your eyes to really tipping nice.
I think DoorDash does a good job though of, like, there's a, you like, they know where your area code is, like, so, like, outside of the parameters of how far you can go, like, there's some places that will not be available to you if it's too far. So I don't know, 20 miles seems excessive, but, like, yeah, no, they're going through the ringer. And then think about like going into a yard and there's a dog there, like, things,
yeah,
like,
oh,
that.
Yeah,
like, the mailman,
yeah, you yeah, don't yeah. think about that, and that shit happens, and not everybody's respectful. Like, some people got Rottweilers running around the front fucking yard and you got to get to the front door. Like, I'm just saying, I'm not saying that that's always happening.
You roll
sure
up with a Wagyu to the DeMar residence, like Dre limping out there with his little hind leg. Like, you're not getting too worried about that. No. But that poor dog. Listen, that dog, man, that
poor dog.
I worry about the dog, Joe. I worry about.
Now, by the
dog.
Way, let me tell you, we're bringing back acupuncture this week.
Yeah.
this
is unbelievable.
This
yeah.
It's not poor dog. We're doing everything, but another dog's turning 13 this year. He's living
a
tremendous
good life, Petey.
The best life.
A tremendous life, what? Like, as good a life as you can live. But I was on the plane coming back from Vancouver, and there's a guy who was sitting across from us.
Oh, this is.
And
good.
He said, I noticed your dog's. It looks like your dog's, like, lost some feeling in his back legs, which it has. It's been a problem. It's made it very hard for Dre to, like, maneuver and walk around. He goes, I had the same thing with my dog. I brought it to a vet acupuncture, like a dog acupuncturist.
Mikey, come on, man.
I'm not making this up. And then they did several sessions with the dog. He regained the feeling in his back legs, and he was good. So we have a scheduled session with the vet acupuncturist this week. I don't know why that's funny. I'm trying to better the dog's life, man.
Because I've just never in my life heard of a dog going to an acupuncturist.
It's a rehabilitation center, and they specialize in acupuncture for dogs, dude. It's apparently a situation with older dogs. They lose feeling in their legs, and it's a very difficult situation.
Well, I hope it works out for Dre. I hope.
I would be thrilled, man. His vitals are good. He's healthy, but it's just his back legs are becoming really, really a problem.
Do they put him out for that? Will they actually, Bob?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I really want to go with Nicole. Now, the problem is the one that we found, it's in Wellington. It's like 45 minutes away. So we're trying to
find the guy that took the DoorDash order, believe it
or not. Yeah. You got a better chance of getting the dog there in time than that Wagyu strip loin, bro.
Dude, just do me a favor. One thing that can't happen. It cannot happen, Joe. We can't have the acupuncturist like come to the house and do it at the house, dude.
There's a house call acupuncturist
for the dog. That we can't.
No. Now I have an acupuncturist come for Nicole, like to the house, but not for the dog. The dog, it's a rehabilitation center. That's where they work out of. So I'm not saying it's going to work, but I'm praying that it's something that does help because it's been tough. Like to see a dog age, we talked about aging last time, a couple weeks ago, Mikey, it really hits home. Like it's really tough to watch, you know, and he's still got his personality and stuff, but to see them slow down, it's awful, man. Well,
especially with the baby too. The baby loves the dog, the
baby is a tyrant. He went goes crawling after the dog and he's trying to scurry out of the way.
And then he catches him
scared, you know.
I'm curious to see what that does. Just like picturing Joe walking into that acupuncture center, like you can't not think of that. Like you can't not. Of course you want Dre to be okay.
Yes.
But you can't not think of Joe walking in with Bulldog.
No. I have some questions.
That in itself.
You have questions, really, you said? What, for the doctor?
Yeah, just about what the therapy they're going to use is. They were talking about doing like a CAT scan on his legs. So like to see if the problems like originate from like spinal issues or what it is. Like it could be a lot of things. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know what? I'll say this.
I would pay whatever it costs for that
dog.
Yeah,
of course. He's my best friend.
Speaking of bang jobs, you want to talk about something that costs a lot, which I just got banged on. Patio furniture, bro. I'm telling you. We just went yesterday because needed to get some like chaise lounges and like one of those big, the round like
tables,
day beds. No, the day bed, like the swivel and like, you can put, like a couple people on them.
You see, Bob, what I'm talking about, bro? Like,
what do you mean?
You start off with patio furniture and you're describing, a big round, pool. like 9 out of 10 humans would say a table because like a table, something you need. No, a day bed. Like, bro, it's shut the
pool,
fuck,
man. Like, I need spots for the pool. People come to come over for the pool. Like, there's nowhere to sit or anything like that. So
I needed this big rectangular thing. Oh, a table? No, a cabana. A cabana, actually.
It's not a cabana. It's an old day bed, dude. And two
So, listen, what'd you go for? Your lungs?
It was and by the way, it was supposedly on sale. I saved. And then it shows the savings. You save $400. $400.
Yeah,
bucks, a fucking drop in the well.
How many items are we talking about here?
The day bed?
We got the big day bed. It's like one of those round. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we know the day bed.
So that one, that's the behemoth. And then two chaise lounge chairs to go on the pool. Then you got to get the cushion covers. We got ivory cushion covers because if you get white. No, but listen, Mikey, if you get white. You get Mikey, if you get white.
I know.
Dude. Well, one fucking rainfall, it's storm season out here in Jupiter. One rainfall, those things are toast, dude.
Yes.
So the ivory, it's kind of like an easier palate. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like
keep going. Keep describing.
It's more like an earth tone, So it's
like yes.
So you had to get the cushion covers for that.
So we got the cushion covers, the two chaises, the day bed.
Yeah. That's what we got, and it cost a freaking fortune.
Well, let's do an under over here now. You have a better guess than me. What are we looking
at? Mikey knows it's not cheap, man.
What are we looking at this prize picture?
Honestly, I thought we were going to talk like a table, table, which gets crazy. They whack you for that if you get like a wrought iron table for outside.
Wrought iron?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's got
ivory covers.
What do you think's going to last outside?
Wrought
iron. What do you think's going to last outside?
I think that's why it's so expensive.
Listen, you could get a cheaper set, but you know it's not going to last. So it's like,
but that's why he got the ivory.
That's right. That ivory was taken from the tusks of extinct elephants as well.
That is crazy. I would never.
I would guess all in soup to nuts on that. I would say Joe went for 14K.
Way under.
Hold on.
14K is a lot. I mean, that's now, I got it from Pottery Barn, which is not cheap.
Pottery Barn.
I didn't buy it. 14K, that's like buying it from like a fucking.
All right, let's say 8K.
Barn is nice, Pete.
8K?
Barn is really nice.
It was slightly under.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. I thought that was way over there.
Bob, Pete. It's expensive, man. You have to have like all this stuff. It's like stuff that it's like wicker chairs too, because they have to brave the elements. You can't get like Mikey. You know though, like as someone who's bought like, would rather buy something and know that it's gonna last.
You
have to buy something again in a year and a half because it's worn to shit.
100%.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Brilliant Omnibus brought to you by the fine folks.
We're on the ad read, Bob.
You're going to need about six of them to pay for that fucking day bet this week.
Six to the power of fucking 8K.
Oh, great episode so far.
Yeah.
Really good episode
so far.
Fucking
Zoom back, Mikey.
Yeah, the Zoom is back.
Oh, man. All right. The Brilliant Show is brought to you by Prize Picks. New promo code, actually, believe it or not. Before it was $5. Get a free 50 when you use promo code BDS on the Prize Picks app. $5. Play your first $5 lineup. Get $150 in bonus bets, ladies and gentlemen. That is $150 in bonus bets with the fine folks over at Prize Picks. Going to bang out two more here. Ladies and gentlemen, when we were kids, summer meant freedom. No homework, no teachers, no school. And as adults, summer still means freedom thanks to Mint Mobile's summer sale. Right now, all of Mint's plans are $15 per month, even unlimited. So free yourself from big wireless and their gimmick and gotchas and switch to Mint for high-speed data and coverage on the T-Mobile network. Mint Mobile took what's wrong with wireless and made it right with premium wireless for $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/TBDS. That's mintmobile.com/TBDS. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TBDS. We head on over now to Mikey. Mikey's going to bang one, then we're going to keep the ball rolling.
Very good. This week's episode is also brought to you by our friends over at Upwork. Upwork. Scaling a business takes the right expertise at the right time. Upwork helps growing teams quickly bring in specialized freelancers so you can move faster and take the business to the next level. The fastest growing businesses aren't doing more. They're delegating smarter. Upwork helps you bring in expert freelance help fast so you can delegate and keep things moving. Upwork is a one-stop platform to find, hire, and pay expert freelancers across web and software development, data and analytics, marketing, business operations, and more. With Business Plus, you can access the top 1% of talent on Upwork, all with AI-powered shortlisting, and you'll get matched to the right freelancer in under 6 hours. No endless searching required. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to connect with top talent to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Also want to shout out everybody for the support on the Hole-in-One stream. The Hole-in-One stream was a smashing success. And I think what's really cool is to see Bob HQ with the streams and it all come to life. The videos are putting out. We're doing like the trivia. There's coming out. We had a spelling bee. I did a lesson. Cutsy has a lesson. The Hole-in-One stream. It's been an awesome, awesome success so far. Mikey had a shot and you know, I remembered it when we had it and then Mikey posted it. Mikey had a shot that the things I would do for that ball to have gone in would have been unbelievable. And FP ended up getting us out of there. And thank God. Sleeping at the HQ would have sucked, just in the sense of like it's hot. Like it's such a big place. Yes, it has AC, but like you got to cool that thing down for like 2 full days.
It was getting swampy in there, bro. It was getting swampy.
People were ripping ass.
Rogue farters everywhere.
Now that big ass fan, when that's cooking, it wasn't working at the time. Now there's electric going. I saw that thing, fucking took that thing for a spin.
That thing would blow the entire freaking simulator off the wall. The thing's massive.
I tell you, for people to get a visual, it's like the rotor of an Apache helicopter. This fan is it's the size of a rotor on an Apache helicopter. It's fucking outrageous. I've never seen a fan so big.
It's one of those windmills in the desert, dude. It's fucking huge.
Yes.
It's huge, dude. It's insane. It really is a big ass fan, but I wanted Mikey so bad. And the thing is, if Mikey had hit it, it was still early enough. We could have gone and had like just a glorious dinner.
I would have loved the dinner.
Oh, and imagine like Mikey being the one to do it. It would have just been so great. So,
thank God we got out of there before the AM hours, though, dude. We were right at the cusp of midnight when Perez hit that one in. Thank God.
We would have started to get really, really cranky, man. It would have got to the point where it was just like too much.
The funniest thing was like just the opposite of where we are in life. Like the fact that Jensen was like hoping that Jensen was like, it's going to be so cool if we all sleep here. And all the older guys are like, what the fuck are you talking about? I looked at him like, dude, it's not going to be cool at all.
He wanted to have a sleepover. Like he didn't want guys up there that were going to hit the hole in one. Like he wanted to keep going. He's like, Bob, take more shots. I was like, dude, I don't got it today. I'm putting guys out there who can hit this fucking thing. Now, everybody was taking shots, but you're right. Like Jensen wanted to have a sleepover. So it was so fucking hot in there. You know what I mean?
Just brutal. Just brutal, man. Just brutal
right now. Oh, Luca. He wants to come in the office. He's in his walker and Dre's in here. So then Luca comes strolling in the walker, almost runs Dre over. Then my wife, I hear it. Now he's crying. Yeah, he's not. It's his favorite area, this office, because it's normally closed up. And so as per usual, you always want the things that you can't have. You want to see the places that you can't go to. You know, it starts at a young age, Michael. It carries on till we're old.
Do you know what, D-Man? You got that day bed. You got that day bed.
I'm bringing up the day bed.
No, I'm happy. He's going to love that day bed.
Bob will be swiveling all over that day bed.
I had another name at the top of my head, though. Tita Flo.
Tita Flo deserves the day.
Tita Flo does deserve that day. I want to shout out Tita Flo, dude. Like
Tita Flo deserves to get shouted out, man.
She does.
She's a wonderful woman. Because I did expect Mikey to hear, like, I thought we were going to hear, like, chairs or, like, you know, like the table. So when he came out with the day bed, it was unbelievable. Yeah,
as good as it gets. As good as it really is.
That was perfect.
And by the way, I'm trying to think of, like, the experience that, like, if you guys come over, if I have people over, I want them to be able to enjoy themselves. It's a labor of love, you know? Like, I'm trying to make sure that the people who come can enjoy, you know, the place to its full extent. You know,
hey, that's what FP did yesterday. Did you see this float that FP
had? I took a video. Mikey, did you see the float?
I saw the dolphin slide. I saw the dolphin slide.
It was absurd.
Yeah. That's what I saw. That's a float. Oh, it's an inflatable water slide. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah. You see those at like Costco. They're nuts, those things.
Is that so?
Yeah. They sell them. I wanted to get one for our yard for the kids. And Holly was like, where the fuck are we going to store this? Absolutely not.
I was gonna say, you don't buy that, right? Like, that's something you rent.
You could rent it or you could buy it. Renting it is the smarter play because then you don't have to worry about, you know, where it goes afterwards.
Also, too, you would think as cool as it looks, you're going to get tired of it eventually if you own it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. The kids eventually, but I feel like that would hours of entertainment for them. But yeah, the problem is like, where the fuck are you storing it without it getting like mold? And like,
I drove down the street. I could see it at the beginning of the block sticking out of his fucking backyard.
I mean, it's cool.
Oh, there's FP's house. That's for sure.
It's cool.
He's got an awesome house. He has there's a chipping and putting green that has to be, and the guys before him put it in. They had to put $200,000 into this thing at least. It's like
you'd think that much for the putting green.
Dude, it is so it's so beyond just a putting green. I mean, the amount of space that it takes up. I mean, it's incredible. There's bunkers, like to have bunkers.
Really?
Like,
I can't wait to get mine.
It's out of this world. It's one of the nicest chipping and putting I have ever seen. It's incredible.
Shout out to Back Nine Greens, actually. They're going to be doing my yard soon, too. It's going to be awesome, Mikey. Well, I mean, I'm not going to do $200,000 worth. But they're the one that they did a mock-up, Michael. It has four different holes. It's going to have like lighting. So like in the evenings, if you want to go out there, it's like illuminated. It's going to have a bunker on it. It's going to be all along like parallel to the left side.
Mikey, stop laughing.
I'm not laughing. I wasn't laughing at all. I was fucking.
You are. He's fucking laughing.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing.
This is funny.
That's why Mikey doesn't need to use the putting green when he
this
comes.
This is horse shit. I wasn't fucking laughing. I was smiling. This is unfucking believable, man.
Come on, I
know, Bob, that you appreciate Back Nine Greens and what they're doing for me, man. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Great company. By the way, great company.
Really good.
Yeah, they do a good job.
I hope I can. I would love to play around with it when it's installed. I really would.
I bet you would.
You guys could be fucking rolling on the day chase lounges and then just hopping, scooting around on the Back Nine putting green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want my backyard to be a fun spot.
An oasis.
Yeah, sure. I got to fix that fire pit too. I got to build
with
that
fire?
In. The structure's built, but it's not up and running.
Yeah.
Have you used the sauna yet or the plunge?
We filled the cold plunge today.
Okay.
I'm going first plunge today. By the way, I was gone for almost 3 weeks. I haven't been home.
Yeah.
The sauna, it's 98 degrees and humid. Yeah, I'm not going to use the sauna right now.
How you want the sauna? Just step outside.
I said to Nicole, we got to fill the cold plunge because I bet you Bob's going to be like, you know, I got him this and he hasn't used it. Now, I've been out of town for almost 3 weeks. I just got back. But the sauna, when it starts getting cooler, I'm going to be in there every single day.
Yeah,
right now, it's hot as shit.
This guy told everyone that he ran into when I was over. He was like, I've been away. I've been out of town. He just loves to say I was out of town for like a month. He loves to tell people he's out. Stop telling people you were out of town, Joe.
Why?
Yeah, because it's not good. They could start clocking you. You don't want that. You don't want people on your schedule like that. Keep them guessing, D-Man.
My schedule is a guessing game, dude. Yes, it's all over the place.
Yes, it is.
It's all over the place.
I tell you what, I watched this movie last night. Have you watched this movie? No, the movie with, Project Hail Mary. Have you heard of this movie?
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, pretty wild. Pretty wild movie. I got to say, I think Bob could get, this was 2 hours and 40 minutes and I didn't fall asleep.
That's a long fucking time, dude.
Bob's not staying in 2 hours.
Ryan Gosling. That's who's in it. Ryan Gosling is in it.
Isn't that like a space thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. He wakes up alone in fucking space. It's pretty fucking wild.
Dude, Mikey was watching this movie. I was watching that DoorDasher go fucking place to place. You know what I mean? By the way, I just want to clarify for him. The 20 miles is round trip. So they factor in there and
even
back.
Still for $4 when gas is $5 a gallon.
Crazy.
Like, it's nuts.
That's why.
If you really think about it.
Gas.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I mean, if you're a DoorDasher now, you should be driving an electric vehicle. I mean, at this rate, it's... I'm just saying if you can buy one,
yeah. They're expensive, aren't they?
I'm just saying it's going to save you money in the long run with the cost of fuel, man. It's crazy.
Fuel's nuts right now, man. Just bad. Bad times with the gas. Bad.
Yeah. I don't ever remember people. No, that's not necessarily true. I was going to say people being like, wow, gas is great right now. But there are times where it actually is. It is great. So I take that back.
Not for a long time. It hasn't been. Not for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I think gas is like one of those things that people do like to bitch about. They'll never say, oh, the gas is great if it was good. It's like one of those things that people like to complain about. Like, I'm trying to think of other things, like just like the inconvenience of it all, you know?
I used to pump gas because in Jersey you don't that's what you forget. If you go to Jersey, it throws you off because you have the gas station attendant.
Oh yeah.
Do you have to pay him?
Well, for the gas.
For the gas.
You don't have to tip him. No, there's no.
Oh,
tipping.
That's what.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if like that's the expectation now is to tip. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean I've never come across that. I've never come across that. It's just a Jersey thing where it's like Bob said, it's not even like a second thought. You just pull up. Yeah. Fill it with regular cash, fill it with regular credit.
I went to a gas station out here near Miami, like several months ago. And it was a full service. I didn't know. And I pulled up, I had to get gas. I was almost empty. And the guy came and started pumping. I felt bad. I gave him $10. Like, I don't know if that's the standard procedure or not, because you don't see that around here very often.
That's a nice tip.
And then he did the windshield wipers. And
oh, he did. He did the. Yeah, that's nice. Then they stopped doing that in Jersey. I have not been to a gas station. I couldn't tell you the last time where the guy does the front windshield.
Oh, I used to do it all the time.
Yeah, no, they stopped doing that. Nobody does that. I mean, maybe somebody could correct me if I'm wrong, tri-state area people listening, but I have not gotten my windshield cleaned by a gas station attendant. I could not tell you. Maybe since I was driving when I got my permit as a kid, I have not seen that in forever. So that's something that I remember it vividly. Driving around as a kid with my parents, I remember people doing that all the time at the gas station. I have not seen that in years.
It's a nice touch.
Tough gig, nice man. Stuff. I remember those pumps would fill up and it gets a little hectic.
You know what I always thought was cool, though? The gas station attendant, no matter how old, they could be like 19. They just had a huge wad of cash all the time. They had a fucking roll, dude. Like, Bob, how did it feel to hold that roll? Like, that would be cool.
So the second gas station I worked at, I actually got let go of because my bank was never up to par. It was never, and my dad's like, "Are you stealing?" I'm like, "No, I'm not stealing the money. Like, I don't know why I don't have it. Like, it just never would be up to par." And keeping that much cash is stressful on you because you get robbed. You can get robbed all the time.
Yeah.
You're probably giving the wrong change.
100%. Because I wasn't stealing. That's what was so frustrating. It's like, if you're going to be short, at least take some extra cash.
Yeah.
I wasn't taking the cash.
Yeah, this had to be clerical errors on Bob's end. It had to be a clerical error on Bob's end.
It wasn't cut out for the gig.
Tell you who's got the cash, Bob. Those scumbag LA Dodgers. They got the cash, man. They got the cash.
We were going to go to the buy or sell.
Sorry.
I thought somebody was going to have for the buy or sell. Somebody taking that for the buy or sell?
I wasn't. I was taking another sports-related thing, but not that, no.
Yeah, we'll start buy or sell. I mean, I'll take it. It's the Dodgers getting Scooble. And now, look. As a Yankee fan, nobody wants to hear a Yankee fan, complaining about this. So I get that, and that's part of the game for sure. I'm just selling it more in the stance of the season's over. Like, these guys, if these guys don't win the World Series, now I know it's anybody's game, anybody can win it, but, like, it just, I look at, like, even the AL for the Yankees who comes out of there, like, you get to the point where, like, does it really matter? Like, they are so stacked now that it's – I don't even know how entertaining the postseason's going to be because they should be that big a favorite. So not selling it as, the Dodgers had every right to make that move. Like, the Yankees would do it. So it's not that. It's more so of just the entertainment factor. Now they should just roll through. Like, I don't see anybody beating the Dodgers. Even before they had Scooble, they were probably.
Well, they have Snell. They have Ohtani. They have Yamamoto,
yeah.
I mean now Scooble.
It's Freddie Freeman still on that lineup. I mean, then, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. I'll take it one step further, Bob. I'm rooting for a lockout next year. I need a year. I need a year off from baseball. I want a lockout. I wouldn't. If you told me MLB's locked out next year, I'd be more than happy.
Oh, they have glass now too. They have glass now as well.
That's crazy. They didn't even need Scooble. That's what's so crazy. And he's going to be their ace.
No, that's what they were saying the Yankees should have done. They don't need him either. But, like, you almost got to play like a game of keep away if you want to win the World Series. You got to keep them from going to a team like the Dodgers, and they didn't. And now, if the Dodgers win again, bro, like, it's just, I mean, again, from a Yankee fan, as a Yankee fan, they don't want to hear it. That's fine. I hope it's locked out next year. I'm done.
Why would I don't really understand why would they go, like, why is there talks about them going to a lockdown? Like, what for what reason?
I think the players union, the contract, like, their contracts
expired.
The MLB players with the MLB, the players union and the MLB, that contract is set to, they have to renegotiate it.
Gotcha.
So I think that's what's good. And I mean, listen, we've all heard, like, lockout before in certain sports, but, like, for whatever reason, they're really saying, like, the chances of it happening with baseball are very, very high next year. Like, it's got a little more teeth to it than these other ones that you've heard about, I think, because I just keep seeing it everywhere about 2027 lockout, 2027 lockout. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Football season anyway. Who cares?
Yeah,
I'm done with it. I can't watch the Yankees blow another fucking game with the fucking bullpen. I just can't fucking watch it. I can't.
Freed played amazing yesterday. He had, what, eight strikeouts, and then he comes out. No, it's it led up, what, one run?
And one earned run through five and a third.
1-1, and then he comes gross, out, and they just get fucking demolished.
It's gross. I can't watch it anymore. It's so fucking frustrating. Fucking Bellinger's out. Judge's out. Jazz missed a game the other night. I know he's back, but, like, it's the same fucking thing every year. It's the same thing every year. And they'll limp into the playoffs. They may win the first round. They'll get knocked out. And it's just the same thing every year. It's the same thing every year.
I don't know if you guys know better. It seems like the Dodgers just gave a bag of peanuts away for arguably the best pitcher in the league. Like, these guys are prospects. I know they're probably okay, but, like.
Yeah, they're their top. They're some of their top prospects. Like, the one kid, Hope, is, like, the 25th ranked overall prospect in baseball. But, again, it's just a contract. It's a salary dump for Detroit because they brought in, what's his name, the other pitcher, Framber Valdez, thinking they were going to go on this run. They start losing all these games, and they're just pumping and dumping because Scubel's in a contract year.
It makes sense for them, too, because then if you don't win, or it's like the Soto thing with the Yankees, is the amount of money you're going to have to pay Scubel after if you do even keep him. Like, you saw it happen with Soto, where the Yankees, you know, you get rid of guys, or for Soto, it was just free agency. You know, you sign him. What am I thinking?
No, well, they signed him for the Yankees got him for the 1 year. They went to the World Series, lost to the Dodgers.
And yeah, then but they got Soto in the trade, right?
Yeah, they traded.
Yes. I don't remember who was traded, but yes. I gotta look it up.
Yeah, they got Soto and trade. They get him for 1 year.
Yeah, Soto and Grisham from the Padres. That's right. Soto and Grisham, gave up Michael King, Brito Vasquez Thorpe, and Kyle Higashioka. That's a throwback name, Yankees catcher.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and then
no.
You got to pay him a king's ransom at the end of the year, especially if you don't win the World Series.
And they didn't, and they let the Mets do it. And the Mets, I mean, you want to talk about a team that is just, want to talk about a fucking disaster. Steve Cohen, they were like so ready to anoint this team, and they are so bad. They are so
the only
bad.
Thing I will say for the Mets, he is such a super fan, Cohen, and he has unlimited money.
Yeah.
That I know it's hard for Met fans to hear. They will eventually end up being good because he just has so much money to spend that he will do whatever it takes. Like, if I were them, it's easy for me to say, but, like, they are going to be in a much better shape than a lot of other teams.
You know who the real loser is out of all this is Stu Feiner, because his boy AJ Minter got traded to the Twins. So not only is he not going to get season tickets to watch the Mets suck, he's just not going to get season tickets at all. You want to talk one of ones?
Yeah.
He's going to be home in time for weigh-in Monday, and he's dreading weigh-in Monday. He really let it all go. He said he was doing fine till he got to Rome, and that's when.
Yeah, that's when the wheels fell off. Was in Rome. Yeah.
Let's head over to Peter DeMar. Buy or sell?
I'm going to sell. I don't know, Michael. You probably have seen this. I don't know if Bob has. I saw this and I immediately thought that has to be AI. There's no world where this is actually real. I'm selling.
Okay.
Bijan Robinson, strictly due to his new haircut. I don't know in what world, Bob. Have you seen this?
Yo, it's wild, dude. Oh, Bob has seen me. Yo.
Look at that, dude. That guy is potentially a number one overall fantasy football pick. I will not be taking him if I have the
best pick. Oh, stop.
Strictly for this, dude, you got to question something. What is he doing? He looks like the genie from Aladdin. With his hair like that. Like, what is that?
I thought it was AI when I first saw it. I didn't think it was real.
I saw some pictures of him in training camp, and he definitely did something where it's like that, but I think it, like, splits in two, actually. It's not, like, one fucking huge thing. But it does look like he shaved his head completely with just that. It's
completely
wild.
Shaved except for the one spot.
Hey, listen, Different strokes for different folks.
And his first show, his first haircut. That's pretty badass. That first haircut's nice.
Feels like that haircut.
The Mahomes and then like the
yeah, that's clean.
That feels like that's a lot of work though. All right, guys, you know what time of the week it is. It is time to once again thank our friends and sponsors of this week's Brilliantly Dumb Show. They've been with us a long time. Of course, I'm talking about SeatGeek, the number one rated ticketing app out there with over 35 million downloads, over 70,000 live listed events currently. You type in that geolocation when you download the map, and every single sporting event, special event, concert is going to pop up that's within your range. But look, if you're looking to plan a trip elsewhere, you're looking to get out there maybe for a little college football Saturday road trip with the fellas, maybe a little NFL Sunday tailgate party with the family, SeatGeek has your back. As always, we have your back. As always, and that is why we have the code for you guys, and the code remains the same. You can use code DUMB10 for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10, DUMB10. Thank you to our dear friends over at SeatGeek.
Michael, you know the maintenance on a hair like that? Like to
I have no fucking idea. I got no fucking clue. None whatsoever, okay? None. Zero. Yeah, zilch. Like, nada.
Who the fuck are we to talk? You know what I mean?
Like, dude, I ain't saying a fucking word. You didn't hear me say a word. All I said was the first haircut looks like it takes a lot. The first haircut to me looks like it takes a lot more maintenance because it's like it's a design on top. It's faded on the side up. Like that's a big barber job, man. That's probably a 2 hour haircut or an hour and a half haircut.
The new haircut. How does that fit inside the helmet?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's a great question. And I used to worry about that too, with that other guy who got in the fist fight. Who was the guy who got in the fist fight with Andre Johnson? Cortland Finnegan. Was it Cortland Finnegan?
Oh, yeah. Cortland,
and he had the huge hair. And
Cam Newton did too when he was with the Patriots.
So did Roma Dunze for the Bears, had the massive afro. I was like, how the fuck is he putting the helmet? Like, his hair was gigantic. I didn't understand it either. It was crazy. They get it in there though. The players, they make it work.
It's got to be a bigger helmet.
Could be. This picture's all over the internet, that hair. So I think
I thought it was AI. I don't think it is.
I think it's legit.
Yeah, I thought it was AI too. Plus, too, every year there's always some different type of helmet. Like they always got something different to where maybe it formats it better, you know. But every year
maybe it makes him more aerodynamic, Michael. I don't know because he's got no hair on the sides.
Trying to change his main account. You know that BYU quarterback that has like number like 40 something?
Bearmeyer.
Yeah,
he's the brother.
Being a quarterback with that, it just really throws.
Because of the number you're saying?
Yeah, the number. You never see a quarterback with that number.
Do you remember what's his name from Michigan? Denard Robinson or whatever? He wore like 89 or something. He wore a fucking 98. Devin Gardner, Michigan quarterback, 98. 98 he wore. Crazy number.
I remember Denard Robinson.
Yeah, that was Shoelace, right? His nickname was Shoelace. He didn't tie his shoelaces. Crazy. Yeah,
years ago.
What?
Yeah. Got drafted by the Jaguars, I think.
I think so.
We're ready to. We're fired up, Bob. Football season's here. By the way, we're 2 days away. This is Tuesday. We're 2 days away. Hall of Fame game. We're back.
That is awesome, man.
It is awesome.
Yeah, but it's still a tease because nobody's really watching the preseason. Like, let's be honest.
I mean, if it's on, I'll watch it. I'll be honest.
You're not clearing your schedule out.
No.
The problem with the preseason for that, I mean, it's not a problem. I understand why they do it, but they're not playing their first string players until it's closer to like week one. Like maybe the last preseason game, they'll play them for a quarter. But like it's like the second and third string guys who are about trying to make the team. Like those are the guys who are playing. So if you're watching the game, you're not watching it to see what his hair looks like, this is like a real picture from training camp.
Yeah. I mean, so it looks a little different though than that picture, the genie picture. It looks slightly different, but still it's crazy.
How does it stay up like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Viagra.
Is he putting an inordinate amount of fucking like a hairspray in that thing or what?
Sprays Viagra in his hair, keeps it up all day long, buddy.
Yeah, I can't talk, you know? I wish I could. We really can't. I mean,
Bob,
it's wild.
If someone said to you tomorrow, you could either, like, you could have the hair that you have now or you could have, like, dreads. Dude. What would you do?
I would take the hair I have now. I mean, really? I would look ridiculous. Yeah, I would look ridiculous with dread. Yeah.
He would look like that white Jamaican rapper. What's his name? M. Dot Artist. You know that guy? Have you seen that guy?
I was going to say, isn't it Sean Paul? Isn't Sean Paul? Isn't that Sean Paul?
Sean Paul. Yeah, I don't know. But that other guy, M. Dot Artist.
Sugar Sean has dreads.
Yeah, that's true.
Sean pulled it off.
And that's your boy.
That's your boy, Bob.
He really pulled it off. Friend of the program.
Friend of the program.
All right, let's go over to Michael Buy or Sell.
Yeah, see, now I'm going to preface this with, this is not a sell on the guy himself, because I know I take heat for that. I know I think he is an associate friend of the program. I don't know if he's a friend of the program, associate of the program. Not taking a direct shot at him. I'm taking, what's the problem?
Is this going to be Schefter?
No.
I thought he was coming at Schefter.
I got something to say about Baker Mayfield, and it's not Baker Mayfield. To center it on Baker Mayfield, I'm saying this approach from athletes just, to me, never works. I've never seen it work. Guy has good regular seasons with a new team, wants a new contract, doesn't get the contract he's looking for, goes out in a press conference, and then starts blaming ownership and saying, I'm underappreciated. And I just feel like in a negotiation, obviously, side A wants things to work for the team and the organization. Side B wants everything to work for themselves and says yes also for the team and organization. And you're going back and forth. Both of them want the best result for the two of them. I just feel like when athletes do this, there's just no need to publicly air out your boss in public. I just don't think it ever, I've never seen it work. And then all of a sudden, like, I've never seen it where athlete says this and then boom, the next day the ownership is like, whoa, we can't have that. Let's pay this guy now. Like, I would just prefer if athletes just kept it more internal when it comes to like the actual negotiations. Like, that would be like me or somebody like, You're like Bob, like our team, like when we get a sponsorship and it's a blanket thing and it's everyone is getting certain percentages of a sponsorship deal. That would be like me coming on the Brilliant Dumb Show and being like, you know, I don't think that I really feel underappreciated. Like, it's kind of fucking ridiculous. And I don't think it works out to anybody's advantage. I think it's just bad practice in general, not Baker specifically, but he's the most recent one in the spotlight that's done it. I don't think it's the right way to do things. That's just my opinion. So I'm selling airing out your boss during a contract dispute for the entire world. I think.
Imagine if Mikey was like, you know, I really feel like I got the short end of the stick on that tushy deal. Like,
yeah, like that's absurd. Like, it's absurd, bro. Like,
by the way, did you get the tushy? I saw you put a picture up. Yeah.
Oh, my asshole's never been cleaner, dude.
You got
He's
it?
Had the oh, tushy. He had yeah. the tushy when he did
I installed it myself. How about that? A little plumbing. I had to shut the water off. I had to fucking bracket it.
That's got TaskRabbit written all over me, man. That's got TaskRabbit.
The TaskRabbit's doing sort of the tushies are called ass rabbits, actually. But no, I was getting a little nervous when I took the old seat off and I started reading the directions. I was starting to get like a little bit nervous because I'm like, if I fuck this up, like, what are we going to do to sit?
That's good. Gotta watch YouTube. God.
Bobby Braids.
Bobby Braids. No, I'm just saying, like, I did start to get a little nervous when I was installing the tushy because I was like, they were like, you know, have a bucket prepared when you unhook the water line in case any water leaks onto the floor. So I was. But I got to tell you, we did it. I was very proud, you know, because like I'm not a handyman at all. But this was adventurous for me. But the tushy, Joe, the tushy is.
You should have had Caphone set it up.
Oh. Yeah, I would turn it on.
It
would have been
Old Faithful, dude. The thing
yeah.
was the geyser out of the toilet.
You turn it on and it fucking blows you right off the seat. Fucking projectile into the fucking shower. He's a good guy. Shout out, Paulie. I love Paulie. He's got. Yeah, I love Paulie.
Shout out, Capone.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
been a really good sport.
He has really been. Has. He has been.
I thought he'd try and like rob my house. Like I thought by now he'd try and like kill me. But
the
but
last no. time I saw Paul Capone, I took the kids to the Nutley St. Patrick's Day parade. Obviously, we go every year. We take them to the parade. They love
Why
it.
I do
they,
not.
Of
yeah.
course. And, you know, Paulie, shout out, is a he's a volunteer firefighter as well on, you know, in town. Yes, he is. He's so, you know, the Nutley's bravest. OK, Nutley's bravest, Paul Capone. And I saw him in the parade. You know, we're standing on the sidewalk And I was like, you know, Paul. And he came over and, you know, he hugged me. He's like, how's Bobby? How's the boys? You know, he was very good about it. Very good. I mean, this was as recent as this year.
He's no Cornelius, but he's a good guy.
Cornelius has never been. Business has been booming for Cornelius. Yeah.
Cornelius is homegrown from the Brilliant Dumb Show.
That's your coaching tree, Joe. Cornelius.
That is your coaching tree and a really good one.
Yep.
We drafted in house. Bob goes to me. He goes, you know, I got to tell you, Cutsy, this is a real good one. This is a good win for you. I'm like, thanks, Bob. He couldn't leave it at that. Like, that would have just been nice to say that. He's like, you've had some absolutely horrendous come-ups in the past. But I got to tell you, you do have your wins from time
to time. But you know you do that as well, Joe. You do that as well.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it's rubbing off on me. I don't know.
No, it could be.
Like, we have met some people, like, through Joe that, like, we should be in prison. Like we could very well be like that's Joe has brought in some guys that have been horrible, like the worst human beings. And then he's got some people that it's like, holy fuck, great job, Joe. Like, that's a great fucking recommendation. Like, so there's not a lot of middle ground with the people that, you know, Petey will bring into the circle.
Joe, you know what I mean? We uphold a very high standard for everything we do. It's not easy. Joe, they can't all be winners, right, Joe? That's what I say. They can't all be. I wish they all could be winners.
At this point, I'm just trying to push from time to time.
I'm with you on that. I feel that. I feel that. I do.
It's like
a
handicapping, you know? Like, you know you're not going to win every one.
And we certainly didn't this week.
It was a bad week.
Oh, terrible week. After a great week, a terrible week. This is the way it goes. This is the way it goes.
This is part of the business, Michael.
It is part of the business. It is.
You know that.
The last couple of UFCs have been tough. Now, you know what I've been on lately?
Oh, tell Bob.
Yeah, this is like. Yeah,
go ahead. I'm just telling you. Here's my thought. Here's my train of thought. Okay.
Go ahead.
Like, I used to always, you know. I used to always place my wagers, shout out Prize Picks. I used to always place my wagers on MLB in the offseason. Like, in the dog days of summer, it was all baseball.
Yes.
And I would get hemorrhaged because baseball, to me, is the hardest sport by far to place a wager on. It's so volatile. You know, the team one night looks like an all-star team. The next night, they look like they don't know how to hit a hit.
Yep.
I've transitioned now. I'm like, you know what? If it's not working, you got to look to other means. Lately, I have been very successful on the WNBA.
Very successful.
And the CFL. CFL has been hitting. Oh, my God. There was a barn burner last night. The Edmonton Elk lost. I had him at 2.5 against the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They won 28-26. It was a barn burner. I won by a half.
The Rough Riders.
Yo, is there a real team called the Edmonton Elk?
Well, so here's the thing. The name used to be unbelievable, but it's like the Cleveland Indians had to change it for like political reasons. They were called the Edmonton Eskimos, which was a great name. So then, you know, politics and whatnot come into it, and, like, you know, being politically correct. So now they're called the Edmonton Elk. And they lost. It was a barn burner. They lost by 2 points to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And I won by the hook.
Did the Rough Riders win the Grey Cup last year?
No, I think it was the Winnipeg Blue Bombers who won it.
Hey, there's a team, the Alouettes, right?
The Montreal Alouettes, the Ottawa. They used to be called the Ottawa Rebels, but now they're the Ottawa Black and Red, Black Reds, or something like that.
Oh, that sounds like a name. Yeah,
there's the BC Lions, my home team, home squad.
Is that your squad, the BC Lions?
Yeah. Sounds like a high school team.
The Hamilton Tiger Cats. I tell you, Bob. And by the way, they don't have a 2-minute warning; they have a 3-minute warning. It's like, it's pretty insane.
Yeah, but Joe,
and the crazy thing about CFL, which I'll say, is they only have two downs. So on third down, you have to punt.
Really?
Yes. So it makes it very crazy.
I think Pavia is starting for the Alouettes this year. They said.
That's unbelievable.
He's going to the CFL. I think. Yeah, things didn't work out. I don't think.
Johnny Manziel played in the CFL for. He had a.
Yes. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He played for Menery's team too, the Zappers. Remember?
By the way, The CFL brought the likes of Doug Flutie.
Yes.
They brought the likes of
this doesn't like justify
Warren Moon. Ring a bell, Bob?
yeah. Great player. 93 wild card game. Bills.
Who was the guy who played for the Niners? He was a quarterback, a white guy.
Jeff Garcia.
Yes. Good pull, Michael.
Thank you, sir. Thank
great,
you, sir.
Very good. Dude, if we, like, you know, we had talked about EA will send us, like, different shirts of, like, Cornelius Closets. Like, I want a Cornelius Closet shirt. I honestly think the Edmonton Elk finally pushed me over where it's like, all right, I do think we have to do merch because I would rock an Edmonton Elk shirt.
Dude, they're the Packers colors, green and gold.
Oh, yeah. Or just a shirt that says the barn burner on the back.
All the games are on CBS Sports Network, so every game's on YouTube TV. It's fucking awesome. Listen, all I'm saying is I would rather win on the CFL than lose in Major League Baseball. That's
fair.
All I'm saying.
Hey, Joe, I'd rather win in fucking German darts than lose in anything. I don't give a shit what it is. Just give me a winner.
I would bet on Mexican donkey racing if I had to.
Yes.
Bob, I'm going to show you the kits for Edmonton Elk. they're fired, dude.
The Edmonton Elk.
The kits for Edmonton Elk. Like, what are we doing here, man?
Look at this. The Edmonton Elk. Dude.
Oh my god, it is like the Packers. You know what that looks like? That looks like the North Dakota State University.
Yeah. The home of Carson Wentz, right?
Indeed, Bob. Indeed. Yes. Very nice. Nicely done, Bob. Nicely done. I tell you what. From the sound of it, this group is ready for football season. Everyone's on top of their game right now. Everybody's on top of their
helmets.
Well, ready for football season. Joe already has it. Joe's already mid-season.
It's kind of been like a precursor. I'm telling you right now. It was fucking awesome last night.
So are we officially, are the boys all officially pledging our allegiance to Ohio State this year? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, after the Edmonton Elk.
After the Elk,
Edmonton Elk, dude. I need that shirt. Like, an Edmonton Elk shirt would go so hard. But in the Brunley Dumb Show colors.
By the way, the BC Lions have one of the low-key nicest logos that you'll ever see. Okay. Have you seen it, Bob?
No, I haven't.
It's unbelievable. Look at this logo. That is clean, dog. Clean. Shout out CFL, man. Shout them out.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good buy. You should have saved that.
That's a good buy.
I had some Bijan Robinson hair, though.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Let's head on over to go ahead, Beanie.
I just want to let you know that we're about to head on over to the Ask Bob segment. And the Ask Bob segment this week is brought to you, in fact, by our longstanding partners and sponsor, our friends over at BetterHelp. You've heard me talk about BetterHelp for a long time, but I don't know if we've actually talked about how much people love this service when they use it. You can check it out yourself at betterhelp.com/reviews to see amazing customer reviews in real time. BetterHelp has an average live therapy session rating of 4.9 out of 5, Michael. 4.9 out of 5 on over 1.7 million client session reviews. I mean, that speaks for itself. More than 6 million people have been using BetterHelp globally. The consistent feedback from real users makes it really easy to see why so many people continue to choose BetterHelp. So go ahead and use BetterHelp now with our promo code betterhelp.com/BDS. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS. See the reviews, see what stands out, and see if BetterHelp is the right fit for you. BetterHelp, helping others help you.
The Brunley Dumb Show is also brought to you by the fine folks over at Wayfair. Bob HQ needed a lot of furniture. Who did we go to? Wayfair. Fine quality materials that stand up to real life. Shop furniture and decor that's built to last. Wayfair Rewards members get 5% back every day, helping you get even more value from your Wayfair purchases. Find options that fit your style and your budget. Read more than 20 million verified 5-star reviews from real shoppers. Join Wayfair Rewards today to get 5% back on every purchase and start saving on your next home upgrade. Head to wayfair.com to shop all things home. That's Wayfair, WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home. Shop at Wayfair. Thank you for supporting the Brunley Dumb Show. Wayfair.
Every style, every home.
And without further ado, fellas, that takes on in to the Ask Bob. I'm losing it, man. How did last week's Bob? I always need that to just a memory of how last week's
I think
went.
You did 2-2 because we had 4 questions.
Yeah, we had 4. You went 2-4.
2-4.
So you're 2-2. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Any real bad moments from last week?
Aphrodisiac was an insomniac. Yeah.
That was bad. That's one.
No, I don't think other than that, I don't think so.
Crazy. No.
What did you ask me, BD?
I asked you what the shape of a stop sign was.
That was a bad L for me. I should have got that. That really pissed me off. All right, fellas, it's up to you who you want to start.
Yeah, Joseph. Oh, Bob, he's got to step out.
I would like.
Yeah, that. It's Bobby Pictionary, so yeah, we need to step out.
Okay,
for
you know what? I'm gonna step out. Hold on, but just wait till I'm gone.
Michael, I gotta be honest. I don't think there's a world where he's gonna get this.
Wait.
Wow. He could hear me. Yeah. Well, I'm just being honest. Today's Ask Bob is a picture of one of the most globally known, I would say, like, is he an activist? Is he like Mahatma Gandhi? I don't know, Michael, if there's a world where he knows this. Now, I would say, like, if you were to show me a picture of someone like an Indian person, like he was from India, mm-hmm. I would say Mother Teresa and Gandhi would be the two most recognizable individual.
What about this guy?
Oh boy, that's yours?
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
That is, show me again. That is Winston Churchill.
That is correct.
Yeah, I had to look at it secondly. Yes. I don't think he's going to get that one either. Is that your question, Mike?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get it either.
It could be a tough week for Ask Bob.
So would you think it's more fair to give him Winston Churchill or George Patton?
I would go with Winston Churchill.
Churchill, yeah. Because the cigar is a big,
that
big
picture
giveaway.
Because of the hat on. I had to do a double take.
Yes.
So, but yeah, no, I don't think he's going to get either of these.
I'd like to do maybe FDR, maybe like Franklin Roosevelt, you know?
Dude, he didn't know who Walt Disney was.
Yeah, I know. That's brutal, man. All right.
All right, Bob. I don't also know if he can hear us.
He probably, there he is.
It's fucking humiliating.
All right, Bob. We have a couple of Pictionary guesses for you this week on the Ask Bob segment. We'll start with me, one of the most globally recognizable activists in our time. Mm-hmm. Man hails from India. Tell me, Bob, who is this man?
There you go. We'll illuminate
him there.
It's a lot better.
An activist for peace.
I got my answer.
A bringer of hope.
It's going to be awful.
A bringer of hope.
I have my answer. If it's wrong, it's going to be awful.
How confident are you in the answer?
He came up with a
I think I have it right. Yeah, it's just the side that if it's not, it's going to suck. Let me see that one more time, Pete.
There's your Ask Bob. That's what's standing in between you and a 1-for-1 today.
Yeah, I think I got it. I really do. That's right, the Bob. Dalai Lama. Do you fucking see?
Yo, come on. There we go.
I knew if I was wrong that it was going to be the worst day of my life.
We might have to stop
this segment. I knew
that
if I was wrong, it was going to be the worst day of my life.
We might have to stop this segment. We might have to just take a break. We might have to just take a couple weeks off, I think, from this segment, dude. It's just... I really thought he was going to get it. That's the bet. I really thought he was going to get it.
Oh, no, Bob, that is the incorrect answer. The correct answer is Gandhi.
Gandhi is the answer you're looking for. I tell you what, though. I will say this.
No, Mike.
There could be worse guesses. I feel like he was in the
he was in the right realm.
He was in the zip code. He was in the zip code, I think. I do. I'm being serious. Like, it's not like you said somebody who wasn't like a spiritual, like you had the spirituality thing going with the Dalai Lama and Gandhi, very spiritual.
The Dalai Lama name, I just knew if it didn't, I really, if you asked me, I thought I was like 70 to 80% going to be right, but it's just so like.
Confidently, I thought he had it.
I really did. I thought that was right.
Mm. Yeah, Gandhi. All right.
I don't know if this is going to be much better, honestly. I don't know. We're going to see. Bob, another historic figure. Very historic figure. I would say in the last 100 years. Yeah. Last 100 years. Who is this man?
Oh, no. By the way, if you're listening, please watch this on YouTube so you can see.
Anything
it adds so much.
I'm in the same spots. Like, I have my answer, and I just don't.
Okay. Well, you have something.
This one, the Dalai Lama I thought I had correct. This one I don't think is correct.
I think you're going to get this one, Bob.
Maybe. I feel like. World. Let me know if you need to see it again.
Yeah, give me it again. I'm in big trouble, man, because, like, the answer I have is just not.
Maybe it's right, Bob.
It could be. I honestly, bro, I'm so dejected from the Dalai Lama. Like, I thought I had that.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm going to be wrong, and I have to guess it because it's the only thing I have.
No, I think you might get this, Bob. Come on.
I'm thinking a crime family. And I'm thinking Al Capone. I'm done. The episode's over. I'm honestly, I think I'm gonna walk off the show.
Come on, man.
It's Winston Churchill, Bob. A bringer of peace compared to a mob boss.
The cigar really threw him off. I tell you what, I tell you this though.
Fuck you, Mikey. I don't even.
He's got a little Capone to him. Let me pull up an Al Capone picture.
Oh, it's Winston
Churchill.
No, bro, and
to be fair, you got the hat, the cigar. So, I mean, like, look, it's very like that is not the hat and the cigar, but man, it just sounds bad. It sounds terrible.
Like, I guess the Dalai Lama thing was not the worst.
No, it wasn't the worst.
That's bad. That has to be the worst.
Churchill's probably worse.
You think? Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I think so.
The what's worse? The Capone?
The Capone to Churchill is worse than Dalai Lama to Gandhi, I think.
Yeah. I didn't think.
Would you guys have definitely got those?
Yeah.
Those two. Well, Mikey asked me. I got Churchill. I had Gandhi. I would have known.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Pictionary is just, it's like, it's tough because you either got it or you don't.
Like, I know. True. And if you don't, there's no, like, when I said the crime family, you guys had to be like, what?
I knew exactly where you were going when you said the crime family.
You did?
I tried my hardest. To, like, I was biting my lip.
When I said crime family, you knew Al Capone was coming?
Yeah.
All right.
But again, to be fair, the hat, the cigar. I mean, that picture that I just pulled up of Al Capone is not far off from what Winston Churchill.
Oh, yeah, I know. Picture. But for it to be Winston Churchill, one thing, if it's tough. Another mobster, that's tough.
Oh, what an episode of the Ask Bob this week, man. Yeah,
really. Oh, that's a home run. Fucking A, man. Home run.
Listen, it's going to get clicked. And it's good for business, Bob. It brings people to the Ask Bob is doing as good a job of bringing new people to the Bob.
Yeah, doing a lot of work.
Bro, I you know what? The people who are like, oh, he's purposely doing, like, I hate that because it's mortifying. I wouldn't purposely
It's like the people who think that we played golf bad on purpose.
I know.
As if we have any control, we're good enough to play bad because.
Bro, I know I'm going to wake up Tuesday morning and just fucking I'm scrolling it and you're just going to get rocked. Like,
yeah, it's probably going to happen. But you know what? It's good for business, Bob.
Yeah. 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 And it's you know, it's real and it's good. It's good.
How did the Ask Bob segment even come to be? Like, I don't know how, because we tried Bobby Blockbusters in that
probably was like, oh, he's a fucking idiot, so let's, you know, expose that. I don't know. I really don't know. It definitely came after Bobby Blockbusters. Something from that.
Yeah, yeah.
Does a piece of you, Bob, wish that Bobby Blockbusters was still here and Ask Bob never came to life?
No, you know what? If we're on the trust tree here, the trust tree.
Yeah, of course.
There was numerous Bobby Blockbusters where I had to spark notes because I couldn't get through it, where I didn't want to, you know, so I just spark noted it. There's one in particular where I was.
That's what I mean. Like, I feel like if you're Bob, like, at least ask Bob, like, he comes on, we ask the questions, he either knows it or he doesn't, it's over. The Bobby Blockbusters was almost like a homework assignment. Yeah,
you really go to watch, like, what, two movies in a week?
No, one movie was?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, that's a big ask. It's a big ask. No, we would have to come to an agreement on
one
movie.
Yeah, one movie. I mean, one movie a week.
And in reality, for somebody here to say that it sounds like homework, I understand that's ridiculous. But for somebody who's not a huge movie guy, you know,
right.
Like a task, I guess you could say a chore degree.
Yeah.
That sounds bad, too. Whatever. All right, tough. Big win for you boys. So, top of the cap, that's a big, big win. Probably the worst, best Ask Bob yet.
Well, the centipede one's up there. I'm trying
to think. Al Gore was horrible.
Al Gore was
crustacean.
Up there.
Crustacean one was.
Oh,
up
the
there.
Mammal. Yeah, the mammal.
Yeah.
There's so many Brilliant Dumb Show merch that we can do. But, like, I'd be curious for the fans. Like, would you want a lot of, like, podcast merch? Is like, you know, you get the material, it's not good, like it just fades away. It's like stuff that I get from TikTok shop. Do you have Breezy do the merch so the shirts are like nice shirts, or do you want a better price point that's not as good quality? That's what an honest question.
I think you want Breezy, man. I think you could run run like a polo. You could do a lot of things, man. T-shirts, obviously home run, but I think you could really delve in there, man. I would want the quality.
Yeah, that's the thing. Do you do like regular podcast merch where it's just but it's a better price point, or do you do Breezy where it's like high quality, almost in like that athletic fit? I don't know.
Yeah, I think you do. I personally would rather do the Breezy, because like, who wants to buy, you know, a shirt's still going to cost you whatever with the shipping, and then you're going to get it and you're going to wash it one time or two times, and it's going to be dumb. You know. Why?
Bro, I have so many shirts like that where it's like I wear it and it's just like gone. And a lot of it's like podcasts that I watch, or like, you know, a lot of UFC fighters, some of them come out with merch. I like that fighter. I wear the merch and it's gone. It's destroyed.
That Hank UFC one was nice. Did that not last?
Toast. Yeah, toast. Yeah,
now I'll say, when we went to the UFC, they have that merch shop in the Aria, and that stuff looks like it's better quality, no?
It depends, like, which one you get. They have like some options.
Dad got, like, that's pretty nice. Like that warm up gear.
Yeah. The UFC merch is tough, because, like, you know, the shirts are one thing, but, like, you know, with like players, you wear like jerseys, and that's like a normal thing. For UFCs, like, you can't wear like the fighting looking like literally what my dad got. Like, you can't not be a fighter and wear that. You know what I mean? Like, it's a tough look, you know. If you're gonna wear that, you better be ready to fucking throw down.
Did you say that to your dad?
What's that?
Did you say that to your dad before he bought it? Like, did you mention that?
Yeah, I mean, for him, his whole thing was like he was gonna be cold. Like, he was just worried about the
survival. Right. Well, that's fair.
You know what I mean? So that's like fair. He just wanted to be warm. So I was like, in my mind, I'm like, all right, well, there's content right there.
Have you
been
wearing it since? I bet you he has.
Oh yeah, yeah. He'll be like in the living room, just like wearing a UFC.
It's fight night. You just see him like zipping up the. That's so good.
Yeah. We need another fight on the docket, boys. We got to get to another fight. It's my favorite nights with the boys. Truly.
Yeah, oh, really, it's the best. So good, man. It's the best. So good.
Also, I think we could say Jake Paul invited us to his ranch in Georgia. Now, that could be a good, like, Brilliant Late Umb Show Bob HQ content. I think you got to take that trip.
I thought it was Puerto Rico that we were invited
to. That's another option. He threw out two options. Do you do Puerto Rico?
I mean, Puerto Rico from us is pretty close, Bob. It's like a 2.5-hour flight from Miami, I think.
But so is Georgia.
Yeah, I guess Atlanta. I don't know where in Georgia that is.
My understanding, it's in
I think it's in the depths, in the middle of nowhere.
Because it's like a 160-acre piece of land he's got. It's nuts. It's nuts. It's his ranch in Georgia.
I think you gotta go. You know what I mean?
Oh, we gotta go. Gotta go.
Puerto Rico would be nice, tropical.
Puerto Rico would be nice. With the boys to his house would be really fun. He's got the ATVs. I would love to go. I think we got to do it. I would love to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, gotta get on the docks.
And Petey, you would like the wildlife out there. Petey's big on the wildlife. Mm-hmm.
He'd be identifying all the exotic birds.
All right, boys. Without further ado, now let's very well done on the ask, Bob. Let's go into our top five. This week's top five is going to be top five athletes you would want to be your bodyguard. Did I say that correct there, fellas?
That's the top five?
No, that's not the top five.
Yeah.
Top five athletes who would be terrible roommates is what I have.
Yeah, that's what I have also.
Top five this week.
That's from you, Bob, last night.
You sent that last night into the group chat. Top five athletes who would be terrible roommates.
Can be all-time players, dead or alive.
Dead or alive, yeah.
Literally, you sent four texts.
Yeah. That was in the Brilliantly Dumb show.
Yeah.
That's what I looked up. That's what I did my research on. Bodyguards would have been a good one. Bodyguards
are a good one, too. But
I got a great bodyguard lineup. I know it's my fault. I'm not pointing the finger. That's my fault. I'm in big trouble. I don't have.
You have to pivot quickly here, Bob.
EA said I sent both.
The last one that was sent was definitely.
No, I believe. No, I'm not fighting it. I. It's definitely my mistake.
Oh, I see. Top five athletes for a personal bodyguard is great. Can exclude fighters. Recording tomorrow. We'll confirm time. But then at 11 o'clock, you said, let's go. Top five athletes who would be terrible roommates after you had sent.
Yes. That's where I thought that was the confirmation.
Fuck.
Yo, that dread picture is crazy.
Bro. Oh, my God.
It's so good. It's so good. Oh, that's going to have to get fired up on a story, dude.
God damn. Okay.
That's a bagging with a tagging. That's a bagging with a tagging.
I mean, the good news is it could be a lot of different people. I mean, Mikey, when I was looking this up, I was like, what way do I go about this? Do I just go like with people who are like literally would be insufferable to like live with? You know, like that's kind of like, or like I kind of, that's how I was kind of looking at it, but. Who won last week? Was it Mikey again, or was Bob?
Bob won
last week.
Yeah, I ain't winning this week.
who got second? Mikey?
Yeah, me.
I think it was. I've been on it just a horrendous streak lately. I've been brutal.
Okay, Well, I got one.
So, Bob, which one do you want? Where do you want to go? First, second, third?
No, I mean, I owe it to you. I can't now switch to the top five. I won't. I have to do the roommate one. I'll go first because I just thought of one.
Okay, well, you'll have some time to do some recon in between the next picks.
Yeah.
This is kind of OJ Simpson at one.
Yeah, that's pretty good there, Bob.
That's really solid, dude. That's really
how can
solid.
You not go with that?
Yeah, pretty good, Bob. Very nice start. For some guy who's not ready, you're already off.
Hot start, dude. Hot start.
Yeah.
Watch him win one that he had no business.
The juice is loose.
I don't want you guys thinking of my phone. I am looking up.
It's fine. It is fine. So, Mikey, you going third?
I'm
going
to go third. Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to go at second with Aaron Hernandez. what are we doing, you know? So then, Mikey, you got two coming back.
Yeah. I'm going to take, I mean, listen, let's stick with the theme here. Give me Oscar Pretorius at one. The guy, you know, he killed his girl for the Olympic.
Is that the Olympic guy?
Yeah. I mean, listen, how could you shake your head? Everyone were given murderers.
I know. I didn't see it going this way.
Yeah, I know. Well, I didn't either. But then
you want to live with a murderer. I mean,
he opened that can of worms. Oscar Pretorius. Joe, who did you take? Oh, Aaron Hernandez. Got it. Okay. And then on the wraparound, I'll bring it back down to earth a little bit. I'm going to take Ron Artest, Meta World Peace. I'm going to take Ron Artest. Feel like that would be a lot to deal with.
I'll give you a guy who's a lot to deal with. Give me Antonio Brown.
Oh, well.
Could you imagine dealing with the day-to-day of that guy, dude?
No.
Oh,
no.
My God. All right, Bob, you got two now.
Two. Give him the two. Give him the two.
Oh, we have utter silence.
I have one that I'm shocked, actually, Bob hasn't given, to be honest. I would think it's a slam dunk for him.
I got a couple. Maybe some of those bodyguards could double as bad roommates. You know, it's possible, D.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. I'm going to go with Dennis Rodman.
Good one. All right.
There's a good one, Bob.
And then I'm going to go. And this is going to be brutal. Ready for this one?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Mike Vick.
No. Yeah. I mean, you got a pretty good list so far, Bob.
No, I know. It's just when you think about the reason why you're not going for him, it's like, God damn, man.
So it's me now, right? I'm going to go with. Do I go there? I'm going to go with Mike Tyson. That guy would be an utter horror show to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
I'm going to take Rory McIlroy.
I kind of like it.
I just feel like it would just be miserable living with Rory McIlroy, dude. You know? I don't know. I feel like he would judge everything you do. I don't know. I feel like it would be difficult. It would be difficult. Give me Rory and then wrap around. You know what? Wilt Chamberlain, I feel like would be a terrible roommate, dude. Like, it just first of all, from all accounts, he wasn't a nice guy. And number two, just like his size alone, I think, you know, I mean, I'm a big guy, but this guy, he'd be taking up all the room. He'd be breaking furniture. I don't know. Wilt Chamberlain.
All right. I'm going to go off the spectrum of like the guy's an asshole or whatever. I'm just going to go on somebody who would be really difficult to live with just in terms of how he would go about his day-to-day. Rikishi, could you imagine dealing with the toilet situation, the bathroom after Rikishi was done with it, dude?
Like, or just Rikishi.
In terms of just like how much mass that guy takes up. Like, it would be a nightmare. Like,
the old stink face.
Oh, he'd be ripping ass all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby with a back-to-back to close us out. Get comfy, ladies and gentlemen.
Give me Terrell Owens.
That's good one.
Yeah, okay. I had him listed too.
So, yeah, give me Terrell Owens. And then give me Dylan Brooks.
Okay, I think he'd got to be cool to hang out with. He seems like a badass. And he plays great defense. You know who I'm going to give, Bob? Guy who would just, I think this guy would hate my fucking guts, dude. Unlike Mikey gave the golfer, so it made me think about it. This guy right here, Mr. Ian Poulter. I feel like this guy would fucking hate Mike. It would be, could you imagine me rooming with this guy? It would be insufferable, bro. Oh my God, dude.
Is that more so from you not being a fan of him, or do you think he would hate you? Because I agree.
Oh, he would despise me. I would a guy like that, I would try to like get on good terms with. And it's just like there's sometimes where you're running an uphill battle you have no chance of. And like if he knew any of my background or saw a Bob DeSports video, like that'd be it. He would hate me from the start.
You know what's so crazy, and we'll get back to the top five, but when you think about, like, when you went to college, like, a lot of us, like, I knew the guy that I roomed with at FDU, but, like, or we had met out there and knew we were going to be roommates. Like, when you go, a lot of people get a random roommate their freshman year.
Yeah.
And in those dorms, it's not like you're living in a big house. Like, no. You are living with that person. Like, the idea of that is so wild because – the odds are pretty high of you getting somebody that you don't really mesh well with. And like you are
for sure
sleeping next to that person. The concept of that is really wild when you think about it.
I think it's disgusting, to be honest with you. I didn't go away to college. I hated the idea of that alone. I think it's disgusting.
That's fair,
it's tight quarters. It smells. It's not for me.
Yeah, I mean, and that person living with you, I mean, that's a big, big thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember when I first did it, the first year that I did, I had no idea who my roommate was going to be. And I was with him for, 6 to 8 months? You know, like, it's...
Now, did you guys get along, Pete?
Yeah, we had fun. Austrian, a young man, Austrian, very well put together. His name is Martin Fugenschuh. There he is right there, Bob.
Wow.
Very well put together, young man. Very nice guy. Martin Fugenschuh. Yeah.
All right, Marty, shout out.
Like very, very well, together. Very well mannered, very proper, very like he would put his suit.
Austrians are very
impeccable.
Disciplined people. Very disciplined.
Oh, very
nice. Look at Schwarzenegger.
Isn't it that at that school a lot of people were like that?
Yeah, to some extent. Then you had some people who were just like some people like the parents sent them there to like try to get them more refined because they were, you know, just trying to find something to do. You know, I don't know. So but did I will he, say like Martin was like he was like professional.
Did he have the Schwarzenegger accent? That Austrian accent?
No, he spoke perfect French. He was like, yeah, very smart. Very smart, very, very well put together, organized, disciplined, very, very, very.
I'd love to hear what he thought about you.
Me too.
You
me
know
too.
What I mean? Like,
I mean, I got a picture of the two of us. I'll show you. It's got to be here somewhere. Let me see here.
You have his number?
No, I haven't.
That would have been.
Love to call him. That would be amazing.
Amazing. We got to look him up. Are you friends with him on IG or anything?
On Facebook, I am still.
He strikes me as a Facebook user.
I don't know what he's. Hold on. I got.
That's all right, Petey.
No, I got to see this picture. It's great. It's really, really good. Albums. Where the fuck is albums?
All right. Let me close out the top five while Peter looks for that. I'm going to take my last pick is going to be the last pick of the entire draft is going to be Draymond Green. I'm going to take Draymond.
Really nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
so while Pete looks for the picture, we got Bob's list. This is all-time athletes, alive or dead, that you would be terrible roommates. Bob's list is O.J. Simpson.
Excellent. That might, by the way, that one pick might win. Could. Yeah.
Rodman, Mike Vick, Terrell Owens, Dylan Brooks. Joe's got Aaron Hernandez, Antonio Brown. That's a hefty one.
Yeah,
too,
it
right
is.
There. Mike Tyson. I don't know. I don't know if people like. I don't know. I don't know about that. Rikishi was funny. Ian Poulter. And then I had Oscar Pistorius, Ron Artest, Rory McIlroy, Will Chamberlain, and Draymond Green.
Look at this guy. That's me.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's going to really be a good documentary when that comes out.
But the picture with him, it's terrible quality.
That's all right.
No, but I'll show you. You can barely see. It's a horrible, like... I mean, you can't even see us. It's just,
Yeah, that was
a sunset.
That wasn't really worth it there.
No, it really wasn't. That panoramic shot of me with Hogwarts is pretty nice.
So. That was nice. That was a nice touch. I think my list may do it. I really do. I think having OJ.
What's your full list? You OJ and Terrell Owens. And
OJ, Dennis Rodman, Mike Vick, Terrell Owens, Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, I think OJ is such a powerful
one. It's very
one.
Powerful.
You know what I mean?
Now, OJ, aside from being a murderer, was actually a very successful actor. He was actually funny. He was funny.
Well, let's
and
not try and oversee the murder. Like,
no, the murder's terrible. No question. The murder's, you know, obviously that's
was that ever confirmed that he did in fact do it? I mean, he was
Mike. Yo, let's put that in quotes. Mikey saying murder is unacceptable. Mikey V. Murder is unacceptable.
Oh, it'd be like Bob telling you, Mikey, just stay there.
That was crazy.
Stay right there,
that was
Michael.
Crazy.
Stay right
Stay
there,
right
Michael.
There.
Yeah, that was.
Stay right there, Michael.
The other day, you should have seen. He had Jensen standing there with for like 2 minutes with the flag while Bob ran to go
wild,
get his
though.
Phone. So
that was wild. That
bang him with the picture.
Yeah, listen, part of the business.
Part of the business, Rich. You know what I to give you guys a documentary that's wild. I was all over this, like everything that came out about it. Have you seen the Idaho documentary on
Idaho
Netflix?
Murders?
Bro.
Yeah. I didn't see it yet, but I heard it's nuts.
It's just the saddest shit of all time. It's the saddest. Like, it's
like watching this depressing documentary shit.
That's such a rare, like, what happened there is such a wild, like, you know, and
I don't
even
know
heard
the story.
It was nobody on campus. Like, no, they didn't. I remember them not knowing who did it for such a long time. And then, like, just trying to think of what the parent, like, it's just so, yeah, it's so sad. I guess I do. I
watch tons of murder docs.
I do. The true crime stuff I watch a lot, but that is just so sad. I wonder if, do you think they pay, like, will Netflix pay the family to go on there, you think?
I would think so. I would think so.
And the sister
some kind
it.
Of compensation, I would imagine.
Oh my God! One of the sisters who one of the girls who was murdered threatened him in court. It was incredible.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the clip. I saw the clip of that. She eviscerated him.
Eviscerated him. Yep. It was awesome. And that's got to be such a hard thing to do to get up there. Very brave.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Very much so.
All right, fellas. Anything else that we want to touch on?
Well, they got their Zoom week, Bob. So. I think everybody should be happy.
But also, that's the thing is, then with us doing the live pod, it was 2 out of 10. It crushed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
So that means that if you better push the numbers on this one, ladies and gentlemen. You got to show up for the Zoom. You wanted the Zoom. You got the Zoom. You got to show up for the Zoom. So show up for the Zoom.
Show up for the fucking Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show up. We love you. We appreciate you. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, we'll see you next time.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah. These wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.